find the normal policy.
Okay.
Reliability, just to close it out.
I was just walking the pathway the day before yesterday along Murat Park, and my wife spontaneously said, "Wow, this looks really nice here."
Where at?
Well, just Murat Park, walking to the west.
The fish are saying that.
What's that?
The fish are saying that.
Yes, I told her, I said, I'm guessing there's a pretty substantial population right here.
And they're the canary in the mine.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm worried about my view, though.
You are?
Yeah, from view, from Wildwood Boulevard, because normally when you're driving where they did work, and then now we have the Willows planted there that are going really well. Normally, sometimes when you see sunset, there's like a deer crossing right over the river. It looks phenomenal. And Willow's going to take that away from
you. Well,
yeah, I'll probably be dead by the time. It might
interfere with your view in 20 years.
I really don't think you need to either. It's just at this point, just give us the direction to get the contracts all drawn up to the off the ramp. No, I don't think we have to do an official like my resolution in action. I'm not sure we did either. So this is just to let you guys know what the results are, and then just say, like, you guys can either discuss them a little more or say go ahead and get it going. That's all this is.
Yeah.
Yep. Thanks, Bob.
Save us down.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
No problem.
One thing is, I know one.
Hi. Hello, sir.
I would love
hello.
Dallas is distracting.
It was my first day back.
Are we live tonight or not?
It is.
Yeah.
Because Kevin was showering, it took a lot of effort and putting on clothes.
It does.
Okay. And we can't wear normal pants yet. So I don't.
So these ice agents are.
I got my hair mask.
And comfortable.
Yeah, they work out a bit.
Well, I tried.
Oh, so
yeah, I tried. Like hematoma's not even. Oh yeah.
Say my name.
However, you want to know how big it was? The tumor? Freaking big.
I didn't realize.
I had a tumor, and so it was like a large grapefruit. So that's like being 7 months pregnant. Wow.
Yeah, they got more, much more
they were. Okay, guys, we ready to get started?
Listen to me now.
We've got a little bit of stuff for pre-session. Sounds like there's a question about the remaining 3 bar and grill licenses. You want to fill us in?
I'd be happy to. Thank you, Mayor. During the leadership meeting a couple weeks ago, when the bar and grill licenses and their applications were being discussed with leadership, it was suggested that potentially council might want to consider releasing RFPs for the remaining 3, if you will, and allowing a greater amount of time, to allow for those responses this go around for those last 3 licenses. That would include a response time frame of submitting back to the city, say in March, April, May time frame. And so given that, of course, that was only, leadership suggestion at this point, my question to all of you is whether or not that's something you'd like to see happen. And so we'll get on that and get those RFPs out and see what we get back in April.
I have a question first.
Go ahead, Dallas.
Are there people applying for them now?
There are.
Applications in for them?
Madam Mayor, Councilman, I'm not aware of applications being attempted to be submitted. But I have heard that there are some questions out there that indicate if indeed there were a longer time frame, they may have been able to put together better.
Longer.
Right.
And how much time did we give this last go-round?
I think it was like 3 weeks. Does that sound right?
Like that. It wasn't very much. It was less than 30 days, I think.
And how much are you proposing to give them?
Legislation was passed.
3 months or something?
This would give them roughly 3 or 4 months. That's right.
That's probably reasonable.
If I may, I think one of the things that I guess I thought it was a little short this time, even though we had people pretty well prepared to do it. But if we get them, award them sometime before construction season next year, that allows people to have something up and running by the end of summer. And it still gives them enough time to really go out and do some research. There might be some people waiting in the wings that have to get work done with some kind of a franchisee or something. So I guess I would support
that. Good idea.
Okay, are we comfortable doing that?
I think so. It also gives the existing operators an opportunity to readjust their business plan or do whatever they need to do to brace themselves for more competition.
Okay, next is community promotions. Do you guys have a chance to peek at that? And do you need more information, questions? Are you happy with it the way it is?
If you'd like, Mayor, we can kind of review the results real quick. Would that be all right?
Thanks a lot.
Oh, yeah, well, it'll be quick, I promise. Jolene or Tanya, who's right, very good, thank you.
I'll take it. Just don't say who the mean person is on voting. Holy moly. Okay, Mayor. So what you have here is just the results of your round one votes. At this point, there really isn't anything else to vote on. I just wanted to show you guys there were three that did not pass, so that you guys had selected not to give them any funding or in kind or facilities. So those three were the Bishop Home Eclipse Viewing. You can see them highlighted in yellow on your sheet right here. The Eddie McPherson Memorial Tournament, and then the Nick Live. So those are the only three that didn't pass council's vote. So from this point, it's just you can change your votes. You can discuss any of the ones that are on here still. And then just direction for me to either go forward with all of them and get the contracts ready or not, or just discussion amongst yourselves at this point. Jesse and then Dallas.
Here. It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
It was lonely last week.
It sounds like it was pretty
five
light.
Of us, but we changed the order of everything since we had five ruling members.
Nice.
But anyways, thanks, Daniel. So what's the total? Is this $26,000 of what's been approved on that first page there of what council is?
Right.
Okay.
So that would be the total of the $40,000 that you guys have allotted for food promotions.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Dallas?
When I first saw this, I didn't have my glasses, so I couldn't read this very carefully. So I just want to mention this Eddie McPherson thing. I was going to vote against everything. And I saw this Eddie McPherson deal. So let me tell you what that is. Eddie McPherson is my oldest son's age, and he was a little boy. I coached him in hockey, and he was on our winning hockey team when they were all seniors. And unfortunately, Eddie passed away right after that, the tragic situation. So his parents, who his dad and uncle owned the Napa store, so they started this tournament. And it's a tournament that bears his name, but it's really a good tournament for all of the kids that are in hockey. I think it was a couple thousand, wasn't it?
2,800.
And truly, it would be a blow to the hockey. No hockey person has approached me on this, but when I finally had my glasses and I saw this when I was going through this, I thought that this is one of those things that's been going on about 20 years. How many years?
This particular tournament has been going on for, I think, 3 or 4 years.
Is that all? The Eddie McPherson tournament? I think it went on before that, but we probably didn't give them the money.
Okay.
Also, does it have to do with youth?
Huh?
Does it have to do with youth?
Yes.
Oh, then I'll change my vote.
It does have to do with youth, and midgets are about 13th.
I'll change my vote.
So Dallas, your appeal has worked to help fund this tournament.
We only needed one vote.
Yep.
Well, Raymond.
So you're set.
Now you're over a vote.
But then I thought about the bishop thing. That was hardly any money, wasn't it?
It didn't pass.
How much money was that?
That was just for in-kind, so 46.50 would have been our 50% of that. Dallas, you're killing me. You're the hard ass on the budget, and now you're going to be a softy?
Well, I thought I've debated on that $46, but I knew Chris probably didn't want to spend it.
So, Tanya, does that throw it off if I change my vote?
It's $46 isn't anything, but the point is when we ask for information on something to see whether or not it's worthwhile, and there's no information available, there's no funding that I'm going to vote for.
Right.
Well, I agree.
No matter how compelling.
I forgot that.
No matter how compelling the argument is on why it should be there, next year, I suspect maybe when they come to the table, they will have information. But that's form the basis of my decision.
We need to do that with Katie, you know. That's a $400,000 deal with let me get away.
I'm absolutely fine with that. I'm also absolutely fine with everything across the city.
Let's
goals and objectives
money
on there.
We both vote that.
Gentlemen, any other changes on community promotions? You're going to make me go back on vacation. Go ahead.
I do agree with what Chris just said. I figured that was the reason for the no votes. But I would recommend that if it does pass, that they be given a special message when they're given the message that they were approved, that they almost did not due to their failure. And very unlikely they'll be successful again if they don't follow the rules.
And I think we're still talking about the bishop?
No.
Or the okay. I think we can, we'll take care of that. Okay. Are we good with it the rest of the way? Any other pitches or? All right. So
perfect.
Just the one change.
So just to be clear, add the Eddie McPherson tournament back on and we're good to go?
Okay. With Ray's yes vote.
Yes. Perfect. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Okay, resort liquor license.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Pursuant to the discussion that we had a couple weeks ago with respect to the ordinance proposal that council is considering in amendment form, one of the questions that council had was with regard to what it would take to amend the ordinance in order to restrict catering opportunities for licenses of this sort. The very, very easy answer to that possibility is with regard to the way that the ordinance currently reads. There is a section D, and in section D currently, it says resort liquor licenses shall not sell alcoholic liquor or malt beverages for consumption off the premises owned or leased by the licensee. In my estimation, that one sentence would clarify council's legislative spirit, if you will, with regard to your view on whether or not resort licenses should be allowed to have that catering option. There is another section, however, currently in the ordinances, 508.090B, that explicitly states that catering permits can only be granted to those who hold retail licenses. So with both of those statements in there, I think it's very clear that license holders, simply would not be allowed to cater.
Kristen, Amanda.
And tonight I see we've got Bruce on there for this. This is not approving the Hogadon license. This is approving the amendment to basically fall in conformance with the state statute on this.
Right.
Okay. Just so y'all know, I'm not going to be in support of catering license for Hogadon, but I am in support of making our law match the state laws.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm confused now after what you just said.
Well, there's two phases. I'm sorry.
Go for it.
what we're doing with this is amending the city ordinance to match the state law. And then
which is what Carter just read.
Yeah, and then what will come up next is an approval for a catering permit up on Hogan's.
Resort license.
And I have nothing to say.
You're right, resort license.
So, for clarification then, if we match our language to that, then Hogan with a resort license would not be allowed to cater.
Correct. Off-premise, so they would have a cater, because we have to, I think it's important to separate Hogan. So a resort license, let's say some rockin' cool privately funded conference center comes in here, we want them to be able to dispense all over their property, just like we do at the event center when it's 4th of July and that kind of stuff, but not off property, and that would still allow that, right, Will?
Your Honor and council members, the with the ordinance change as we at first reading, where we just basically say that we can issue a resort license in compliance with state law. State law does allow resorts and full retail to cater off premises. We currently have, as Carter said, 508090B that limits catering off premises to full retail. So we have a more restrictive ordinance than state law. You know, you could kind of go bells and suspenders and amend this to add a B that says resorts can't cater off premises. So if you pass it, honestly, as it's in front of you right now, we still have a more restrictive ordinance saying only full retail can cater. And that's, and if you pass it as is, you're giving the option of Hogan having a resort license, but then the application for a resort license will come forward later, and that's, I believe, what Councilman Walsh was looking to, if I understood correctly. And I think, while I'm standing, Pete, there's about 5 resort licenses in town, is that correct? For like some of the larger hotels down around the river and Poplar Street, that kind of hotel cluster. There's a lot of those have resort licenses.
Dallas.
As Mr. Hopkins so eloquently stated several times, when we issue a license, we can put restrictions on it. So if we want to issue this resort license, we can put a restriction on it if we so choose. I'm not really sure why we want to stop them from catering.
So
not
that we're
questioning
not
that. I just don't have my mind made up why I would either want them to not do it or to do it. I do know this, if we decide to open that up there and have a liquor site license put up there, I want it to have the best chance to make money. And so if they say they want to cater and they can make money, and I don't know who they'd even cater to, but if they said they wanted it to make money, then I think it's a different issue it presents to me, because I know how ticklish these liquor licenses are and how they really use everything they can to try to make money, and especially up on the mountain. And that, of course, for me, it's still in question, but I have had people tell me they hope that we put it up there that are actually living on the mountain. I don't know.
Sure.
I would recommend that we keep these two matters completely separate right now, because when we bring up Hogan in the context of this decision, it confuses the discussion. I think the answer to your question is, if Mike Reed were here, or Pat Sweeney, or any of the people that are members of the Liquor Association, they would probably say, we bought our full retail licenses, so in some cases paid a lot of money for them, with the expectation that certain rules would be in place, and one of them is that we would not compete with the Ramcota and the Parkway and the other resort license holders for catering. And if you remove that, if you add that capability as state law has included it, you've just now increased our competition without recognizing the fact that we paid dearly to have this privileged position. So that's what they would say. Whether we all agree with that, that's about that.
Jesse, then Chris.
Thank you. I was just going to bring up, I think it'd be worth just having a discussion on how we feel about, you know, the Marriott or Holiday Inn or whomever has a resort license, if we should restrict them from catering in town, given the change that's taking place. Why would we want to restrict that, I guess, is my question.
I wouldn't. I think it's a valid point, and you started to bring it up. What I don't want to do is, as the city of Casper, compete with private business in doing it. So probably your solution of putting a restriction on ours, then that kind of goes against the options for making money, but I don't want to be liquor dealers.
Right. Well.
So we can tackle that one.
Can I make a
after we pass this part? Go ahead.
My thought is that we don't get the liquor license. I think we should get an operator and give them a liquor license. And then they're the ones operating. I don't want to be in the liquor business. You guys will tear out what hair you have left if we get in the liquor business. So will I. I don't think that's a good idea that we get in that business, period. And then we won't have any complaints about competing with private business. I also am not a fan of monopolies. And there's a lot of reasons that there is this liquor license monopoly, but I see the legislature's loosening it up. And I think at some point there probably won't be one. And but that isn't my call. That's the legislator's call. I just want to deal with what the legislature hands us and administer it fairly and equitably, as Charlie has said. And I have no reason to understand why they would want to cater up there, but if they come up with a plan of where they catering will add to them and keep them financially responsible once we, if we decide to issue that liquor license at all, I hope we do it to a third-party operator.
No, I guess I kind of agree with Charlie. I don't want any of our licenses, nor do I want any of the resort license doing catering. First of all, it takes a pretty major investment to adequately do catering to a fairly large event. Things like portable bars, $3,000 or $4,000 a piece. Things like cages to keep your liquor in secure. Moving glasses in and out and buying glasses to do that at a remote location. I guess I'd rather reserve that for the guys that have the full liquor license, because I think they have paid a significant amount for that license. I think it's only fair that they get a return on their investment when, in fact, state law is now diluting, if you will, the value of a full liquor license. So.
Good. And I agree. I'm good, too. Finally. But I don't think I think there needs to be a transition and an adjustment period. I think we have to be careful that, you know, we don't make too many changes that impact the value of these licenses all at once. Because there is a fairness issue and an investment issue and an expectation that the rules are a certain way. And if they change overnight, to me that's unfair. And I think with the bar and grill licenses and that releasing some retail licenses as we did last week, that increases competition. The additional bar and grill licenses increase competition. And then if we were to add the resorts all at the same time, I think that's just an unfair rapid change for these dealers. Yeah, the long-term goal is to get to the place where it's a good system, but I think we have to do that carefully.
So I'm going to have Carter summarize so that he's clear kind of where we all stand. Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So again, to be emphatic, tonight we are only talking about amending the ordinance to conform with statute. That's it. Certainly, council asked what it was that we could do to offer ideas for an amendment that would restrict resort license holders to cater. And so if indeed you want to do that, an easy amendment to do would be to simply keep the first statement of Section D in the current ordinance that would then become B for the new ordinance. If you want to restrict catering for resort license holders, and that could be Hogedon or any of the hotels that have them now.
Isn't what Bob says accurate? We can put that restriction on before we give them, they agree to abide by our request, or they don't get the license. I don't think we have to change any ordinance.
Madam Mayor, Councilman, the operational plan that we would enter into the agreement with the operator at Hogedon could very easily accommodate a restriction of any sort that council would have to include catering. So
we don't need to amend the ordinance, is what you're telling me.
That is what I'm telling you. Yeah, thank if you're worried about Hogedon having that option, correct.
Sean and Chris.
I don't think we should restrict catering on a resort license. Instead, once when it comes to that time, we should put the restrictions on the license at Hogadon. But I think if the resort license holder can has the capability to cater, they should be allowed to.
Okay.
It isn't the other thing, and probably for Will. We don't need to change it because it's already restricted under 5.08.
Your Honor, that's correct. The current 508.090B is in void. Actually, that's the one that says catering is for retail licenses. So currently, the resort holders aren't catering anyway. So basically, no. If you don't want resorts to cater, no change. If you eventually want resorts to be able to cater, then that would be in a future ordinance change to deal with that section.
I think we're good to go the way it is, and let's not confuse people out on the floor by talking a bunch of Hogadon and stuff. So. Right. Other questions on the agenda? Do you have anything else?
No, ma'am.
You guys want a couple minutes before we go out?
Sure. I have one announcement, because I meant to say this last week. The Region 4 WAM meeting is scheduled for December 6th. December 6th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Ramcota.
When?
I don't know what day
it
is. I think it is a Wednesday. I would very much like to not be the only member of the Casper City Council
that be here.
We're having it here so that it's accessible to all of you.
I'll go to the,
I think I should be able to think.
What's the date again?
December 6th. The day before Pearl Harbor Day.
Now, in honor of Amanda tonight, we got to keep the meeting brief because that girl needs to go home and rest. So brief tonight, guys.
And just to finish the pitch, YDOT will be there to talk about their statewide communication system. So I think that's going to be good stuff for us to understand.
So I mentioned to the mayor, and I didn't do it jokingly, I would like to not have a meeting between Thanksgiving and, or between Christmas and New Year's.
Why, where are you going?
Who knows, but I usually do go somewhere.
The only condition is you take the rest of us.
Yeah, I need to go.
But really, from about Thanksgiving on, everything slows down in every area of the world. So my thought is
we have done to make this.
We got to pay bills.
Well, that's a work session. That would be the fourth.
We can't pay bills on a work session. It's action.
That's what I mean.
We'd have to schedule a special meeting.
We would be canceling the fourth. We would be canceling the work session.
Pay the bills and go on.
I think it can be figured out. Plus, Charlie said it's been done before, so I'm relying on Charlie to get this handled properly.
It would be the fourth Tuesday, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And so it's a work session. We're not paying bills during a work session.
You're talking about the 26th of December, right?
It's Chris Walsh week. We're doing away with a meeting, so he'll feel better.
I like that. The mayor should do a proclamation.
Okay. We can pull it off, so we can consider not having the meeting as long as Dallas takes us all wherever he's going.
Yeah, where are you going?
Oh, yeah, only four. I got to get down. Okay.
Yeah, we'll have paid bills on
I can't wait till maybe Sunday. I can do all these other things.
Yeah, that's not an issue.
We can make that.
Well, yeah, but I can't do that right now.
I've got it on board.
Thank you. Wait, I'll get right on it. Please get right on it.